السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear sisters.
الحمد لله.
Let's get into the
You
tea.
already know the vibes. We outside. We back in the building. You get what I mean, man?
How long have we been gone though?
Yeah, so
I know, I remember since like June we didn't post.
Since June?
Right, but I don't know, maybe we even stopped in May. I just know like since we came to this place we haven't posted, which was in June.
Wow, it's been that long. It doesn't
Yeah, it
even
doesn't
feel
feel
like
like
it's been that
that.
long.
Wallah, but we miss you guys.
Yeah, we miss you. We've received your messages, you know,
Yeah.
to get back on the game, to get back on the grind. You get
Yeah, just a lot that's been going on in life and stuff like that.
Alhamdulillah.
You want to start off with what's been going on?
I mean, alhamdulillah, we just moved into our new place, our new
Well, we
home.
didn't just move, but it's
Well,
been.
since July or June or whatever.
Yeah, since
Yeah,
June.
so we moved into our new place, you know what I'm saying? So, alhamdulillah, and you
Yeah.
know, we've been figuring things out, you know, living life, just trying to understand life. You know, when you go into a new place, it kind of is like not a reset, but almost like a reset.
It is like a reset because you have to like get into the groove of things, like you know, figure out okay, like your
Yeah.
whole work path, going to work changes, going to get the kids and taking the kids changes, you know?
Yeah, a lot of things change.
Yeah, and it's
But
like,
alhamdulillah, for the
yeah.
better, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I feel like the new place that we found definitely have a lot of, you know, ups to it. And it's like
Yeah.
at first when we found the place, we were kind of hesitant.
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys. So every person that comes, like to our house, right? They ask me, "How did you get this house?" We live in a private house right now, so we're renting from like a person that owns their house.
Yeah.
Basically, I got this house off of Zillow. I found the listing on Saturday. We went to go see it that same Saturday, and by Monday we signed the lease.
Yeah, we wasn't playing.
Right, and the landlord doesn't pay either. And that just goes to show you, like apartments do not sit for long in New York.
Yeah.
You see something, you like it. If it's more likes than dislikes, then hey, grab it.
Yeah, you gotta look at the pros and cons,
Right.
and which I with ours, alhamdulillah, is next to the masjid. So that was like the main thing which made us like, you know what, we gotta pick up this apartment because
Yeah.
it's
I
right
feel
next to
like
the
that's what
masjid.
swayed you, even
Yeah.
though I was kind of hesitant, because I'd be scared for change. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, same for me. You know, I didn't want to move out of our old apartment. Manzum was very comfortable there, but we know we had to make a move and whatnot. So, alhamdulillah, that Allah blessed
Alhamdulillah.
us and made it easy.
Right,
You know, he
alhamdulillah.
made this move smooth for the Mandem. And I
Alhamdulillah.
appreciate my brothers who came to help the Mandem move. You get what I mean?
Definitely, like whoever showed up, like you know, we needed help with. Well, I wasn't lifting anything, but Tiagi needed help with like moving every single furniture. Like we literally did this move by ourselves. We didn't get no movers, nothing. We basically, Tiagi basically,
We
you
went.
said that I did, because I was like, nah, I'm just getting
Yeah,
movers. I
she
didn't want to
wanted to get a
stress about
mover.
it.
Yeah, she was trying to get a mover. I'm like,
Right,
sweetheart, she said.
they were like 1,000, almost 1,000,
No,
basically.
but you got one, you said like 600.
Yeah, but that's like $1,000. And
Yeah, I
after
was like,
the
nah, twin, we're not doing all of that.
right, you said,
$600.
okay, let's just get a U-Haul for the 8 hours, which was like one something,
Yeah, it
and
was
we were
not for 8 hours. I didn't do it correctly. I did it for the whole day.
okay, but we ended
Remember?
up even getting all our stuff.
Yeah, we took all of our stuff from the other place, alhamdulillah, and brought it over here. You know
But
what I
I
mean?
think what also helped us, like before we even got the U-Haul, we got this apartment, and then I was like, okay, let's just take the small stuff, like clear out our closets, you know,
Yeah.
get rid of like the little stuff that we, so we don't have to stress about moving literally every single thing the
Nah,
day we move, because that would have been a lot.
yeah, she was a genius for that because she was like, yo, we're gonna move things little by little because our landlord that we're in now was very lenient with us.
He
So
gave
he
us
gave us,
2 weeks like for
yeah.
free. But shout out to Big Sis Fatumi. If you're
Fatumi.
listening, Big Moses,
Oh,
she
okay.
basically told me, like, girl, you know, start doing it little by little. And that was not my idea until she told me about it because she was also moving too.
Oh, so she gave you the idea.
Yeah,
Allahu
shout out to
Mubarak.
her.
We appreciate that idea because you made my life a little bit easier,
Yeah, even though
alhamdulillah.
and in the moment we was like, oh my
I
God.
was not with it. I was annoyed a little bit. I'm like, oh
Yeah,
my
we
God, I
had.
gotta take this now. I gotta take this. I gotta carry all of this. But in the long run, it was definitely worth it. So if you're
Definitely.
moving and you have a landlord who's lenient with you, make sure you know what I'm saying, pack it up. And we use a Bidugo, which is like not a
A
bucket,
storage bin,
like a storage, yeah,
but not
storage
even
bin.
like if your landlord is late. If you have the keys and you're not officially like ready to move because your lease is not up yet,
Yeah.
just start moving stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Little by little. And alhamdulillah, you'll see the benefit of it because that's definitely what we done did. So, you know, that's our life. You know, while we've been a little bit quiet and the man's just been quiet.
I mean, there's probably like 4 months
Yeah.
just for a move? Like, come on.
I mean, you gotta settle in like mentally and stuff
Yeah.
like
And we
that.
also was thinking, like, is this like, it crossed my mind many times. Like, is this something I actually want to do?
What the podcast?
Yeah. You know, it's good. It's a good hobby, good thing to chat. And, you know, people, it really helps a lot of people. Helps me too. It's like my little therapy session sometimes.
Yeah.
But you have to think, like, you know, as you become a mother and, you know, a father, you more things happen in your life. It's time is very limited.
Yeah, 100%.
But again, people make time for the things that they want.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. And you know, we had to come out for the fans. You get what I mean? The fans was hitting the
No,
Monday
that's they
mo.
not fans, they family.
You're right.
They
Sorry,
family.
I apologize. Don't please don't come out of the group. You know, the family. We had to come out for the family, the BNB
Right.
edition family. You get? We still here. We're back like we never left. You get?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil
Inshallah, with
Alameen.
way more stories, way more ideas. You know, and also the thing when we was chilling, we was trying to also figure out our ideas and what we could do to better the podcast or you know, what we're gonna do next season and stuff like that. You know, make plans and stuff.
Yeah, so this
Yeah.
is a continuation of season two, and
Yes.
then soon we will start in season three. But we just have to take a little break. You know, life sometimes hits you,
Yeah.
and you have to pause and make sure you collect all your marbles before you continue doing
Yeah.
new things.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. My marbles is all in my brain now. I
Yeah,
got
but
it.
how is work for you? Like, are you still doing two jobs? What is it up for you?
Yes, the man them not doing two jobs no more. I know I was advocating that for the brothers.
I seen a post on Instagram, and the post was like, it is not a flex to work 7 days. Please get some rest. And I thought about you. You come on here and you tell people, yeah, we doing two jobs. We out here hustling, bustling. And no, you need a rest. Before you kill yourself, you actually need a rest.
Yeah, I'm
You
not gonna
know,
lie.
money is good, but over your health.
Hey, but the two jobs was definitely, mashallah, Allahumma barik.
Yeah, I don't know
My
about it. It
pockets
was
was
definitely
looking
something.
nice.
It
You
was
get,
something that Allah gave you for the
yeah.
time being. But if Allah takes it away from you, it's for a reason.
Yeah,
You have
remember?
a kid now. You have a
Yeah,
family.
I definitely am grateful that I don't do the two jobs. Not even when they be like, yo, like let's say for example, I think I applied for some security company. And then they hit me up. I was like, yeah, I don't think I want to work there no more.
Really?
I was not really with it because I'm thinking, you know what? I'm enjoying spending more time with Muhammad and spending time with the family, you
Yeah,
know.
you barely get time with your son. Like, we come off of work and it's like 2, 3 hours before bedtime, and then, you know, weekends is limited. Not that much
Yeah,
time,
but now
yeah.
we're making the most of it, and alhamdulillah,
Yeah.
I'm grateful for that. So, brothers, get the two jobs. It don't listen to that. You get your two jobs, get that money up, my boy. But when you have the family, the kids come into play.
Yeah,
You
and
know
we
what I'm
were
saying?
just talking about
Inshallah.
this. Sorry to cut you off. We were just talking about this. Your kid is not gonna remember that my dad worked overtime to make sure the bills were paid.
But he's not gonna remember that you wasn't
He
working
is gonna
overtime.
remember you're not here. He is gonna remember you weren't
This
here.
is where we have differences. She
What you
believes
think?
that Muhammad is still gonna remember
Not at this age,
that's what I'm
age.
saying.
Obviously
So
not this age,
that's what
but
I'm
when
saying.
does it stop?
It's gonna stop.
No, actually, when do you think is the best time to?
When you make an amount where you feel secure in
No,
a
what I
sense.
see, you still on that money stuff. I'm talking about when is it, when you gonna stop and pause and be in your child's life? At what age do you feel like you need to,
I feel like kids start to really remember things when they like 4 or 5.
okay, and now this was my point again. In anything in this life that you do, you cannot sit here and be like, okay, I'm gonna start this at this time when this is the time it needs to be started. You get what I'm saying? Let me give you some context.
Girl, you just confuse your own self.
I understand what I'm saying.
I understand.
Let
I
me give you
understand.
some
Talk is.
context. Listen, listen.
Go ahead.
Listen, you want to be a good Muslim, right? Right? You
Yes.
want to be a Muslim. So you start preparing from the day one. You start reading Quran. You start doing your as much dhikr, as much sunnah prayers as much as you can to be able to get Jannah, right?
100
You don't
percent.
start when you get sick.
No, you definitely don't.
You don't start when you get sick. You actually start like you an ideal person will start before all these calamities hit them. So that way Allah can have their back and, you know, protect them and guide them and bless them, right? What I'm saying is, if you want to be there for your son, you start when he's young.
Yes.
Even though he's not going to remember that, it's for you, right? It's going to be harder for you to be there when he's 4 years old than it is when you started when he was probably early. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you're saying, that you're already in the momentum of it. And if Allah blesses with you another child, So that means you just good now, you know what I'm
I
saying?
get what you mean. It's like a it's gonna be, oh damn, now I got another one. I gotta hustle again harder and harder. So it's
Exactly.
gonna be a non-stop cycle of a
Right. You're
hustle.
gonna be like, okay, for Muhammad, I have to be here when he's four. But now, oh my gosh, now I have another kid. I gotta work.
Yeah, I gotta make
Bro,
more
money
money.
is good, alhamdulillah, but we always have to
I
remember
know.
that
We need
Allah is.
money. We need some money, my friend. I need
Let
the
me tell you
money.
something. We have to remember that Allah is the one that gave us these jobs and all
100.
these blessings, and Allah could take it away. We have to remember that Allah is the one that provides ultimately. Though we go to these jobs and get paid, bro, if you get fired from your job and
A'udhu billah. I
no,
don't
in
know if he's
general,
a
like say
king,
if
huh?
anybody get fired from their job,
Yes.
bro, Allah gonna make a way for you to pay your rent,
Not
inshallah.
100. That I, you know my quota. I believe in Allah 100%. I never ever doubt that. Stop laughing. Why you laughing, bro? Why you laughing, bro?
Don't say you didn't believe in Allah. Like,
Nah,
are you
cause I gotta
saying
make
do
it seem sounds like you trying to say the money is no. Don't worry, I know. Allah's the one who provided for me, and I always say that.
let me justify for myself.
Yeah, let me make sure y'all don't. Hey, this is not towards me. You get what I mean? Just general advice for
General.
everybody. Yes, cause we have that faith that Allah's the one who provides for us. Yes, we still love our job, but you know, if we lose
I
it, then
don't love my
alhamdulillah.
job. Let me put that
Subhanallah.
out there. I don't love my job. I
Yeah.
don't want to even work, period.
Allahu Akbar, if any of your co-workers hear this.
What did I say this on my job
Imagine
too?
your boss sat down and said, oh, so she don't love our job. I thought this girl loved us.
Who loves? I mean, who? I don't know who loves working. I
I
don't
love
know.
working.
I mean, maybe because you're a man and that's your duty.
No, not really. I have my moments or I hate my job, but in general,
You like what you do?
kind of.
I'd rather
Not
just
100%,
chillax,
kind of.
chillax, and take a break and spend more time with my kids.
Don't worry, you could do that. When I become a millionaire, hustle
Inshallah.
mindset, you get what I mean?
Oh God,
We still on that.
you promote like to work life
No.
toxicity.
I promote people from being lazy. We don't like to see mandem being
And
lazy. The
that
mandem
doesn't,
gotta be on the
you know,
grind.
when you use that word too much, people
Hustle
think that
mindset.
you should not rest.
No. Hustle mindset. It's a mindset you get yourself into, meaning I'm gonna achieve this goal, inshallah, by any means necessary. Like me, I can't stop until I get 3M.
You see? Crazy. That's sick.
Three.
$3 million?
What's crazy is,
Okay, let me ask you a question. Be honest. Be very honest with me in this question.
Go ahead, babies.
Have you asked Allah? Have you made dua to Allah for 3M?
Wallahi billah, I
For
did.
3M?
Hey, baby, I woke up in the middle of the night.
For 3 million?
D, I said
Okay, no
3M for
problem.
now, Lord. And then when I get to 3M, I'm gonna need a little more. So we don't stop at 3M
That's
because
good.
I
At
don't want
least you
my money.
started off there.
Yeah, you gotta have a mindset of a goal of what you want to achieve. That's what hustle mindset means. You have to have the mindset. You get
Okay,
Apanji,
I have
Apan,
a
something
question.
like that. It's his Instagram. I appreciate you.
Well,
That's where I got this hustle mindset
okay, I
from.
have a
I ain't
question.
make it up. It ain't my
So,
words.
what's your plan for this 3M? To get to, is your job your 9 to 5 job?
No, inshallah. Don't worry, this podcast, we know we're gonna blow up soon. Guys, make sure y'all spread it out. You get what I mean?
Okay, I see.
We
You think
trying
this
to.
podcast is gonna get at 3 a.m.? Hey, inshallah.
You don't see Kai and adding them.
Allah can do
Yeah.
whatever we
We're
cannot
gonna hear
imagine,
the sponsors coming
unimaginable.
like, yo, we gotta get this guy on.
Inshallah. And we also added ad to the ads. Now we also have the ability to add ads so we can receive a little bit of revenue. Release podcast
Yeah, so don't
episode.
be skipping the,
So,
well, you can skip the
no,
ad.
don't skip the ads. Just hey, you know.
Yeah, I don't think I should be saying skip the ads,
So we
because
can get some money.
yeah, it might be some ads coming your way, inshallah, but
Hold on.
just know that's a good sign.
But you know, this is like it took a long road to get here. You got to get monetized and all that to be able to do all this stuff. So
Inshallah,
alhamdulillah,
Allahumma barik, Allahumma
our
barik. Make
things
dua for
go.
us,
So
man.
Allah then to you guys.
Yeah, make dua for us. I love my job, but man, them trying to chill more. You get what I mean? Alhamdulillah. So,
Yes.
how about you, babe?
How about you? What?
Your work.
Okay. Work has been okay, alhamdulillah. I mean, I'm remote 2 days out the week, so I kind of feel
Yeah,
like
you
that
see?
makes my week go faster sometimes.
Alhamdulillah. You
But
see
then
how Allah did?
it's sometimes challenging though, like being here with Muhammad at the same
Hey,
time.
hey, hey. The Monday, Muhammad's chill. You get what I mean?
Bro, get out of here.
He said,
See,
get out of
this boy is
here. An angel. He's a saint. That kid is a blessing.
definitely a blessing, but sometimes he can get out of hand.
Yes, what you need the AGs at? Alhamdulillah, though.
Right, he's just all over
But
the place.
that's the thing why I didn't want to go back to the whole two job thing is because I like to see him grow. I'm enjoying seeing his growth. You know what I mean?
And imagine that you was not here. You know what
Nah.
I'm saying? Not who the hell, but he's not gonna be used to this playfulness that he experiences now.
No, because remember I told you about my memory of my father when we was kids.
Babe,
My dad used to work.
you may not really remember it, but it definitely starts off. You know what I'm saying?
No, but I'm trying to
do all this.
Yes, but this is what I'm trying. Baby, this is what I'm trying to tell you. We was with my mom 24/7, pretty much, right? 24/7. Oh, but my, I felt when I was a kid, my relationship was stronger with my father, and he barely was at the house, which is weird, but it's the honest truth. Okay, but that's what I'm saying. For us boys, some boys,
for you, baby,
for some,
now, have you
for some boys,
siblings?
I'm going
right.
Who you talking about? Fatu and him?
Fatu,
they was definitely
Smani,
close with my dad.
Baba.
That's what I'm saying. No, Smani was not even alive.
No, but I'm saying now, have you asked him who he's more closer with?
Of course, now we all more close with my mom. That's with growth. But
what
I'm talking
about,
we talking about when we was kids. I'm talking about when we was kids.
But that's like the era you grew up in. You know
exactly,
what
but that's what I'm
that
saying.
That might not be that era Muhammad's going in. You just never know. You cannot take best with your children and be like, oh, because when I was four, it's when I remember with my dad, so I'm going to do that with my son. You don't know if that's going to work for him.
I'm not saying that's the case, but what I'm saying is he ain't going to remember. If I was working two jobs, my mom ain't going to remember that. The fault, like, that daddy wasn't really home. He ain't gonna remember that.
He
when
may
he sees
not,
me,
like, actually break it down, babe, but I feel like he will feel it a little bit. Like, every, he will, babe. You have to understand, like, kids, you don't understand. So, what the, not saying that they're gonna remember, not saying that they're gonna remember,
mm-hmm.
but,
yeah.
You know, you build a bond with this person since you're born. You know what I'm saying?
Since he was born.
Yeah, since he was born. So it's like when you're missing that person, you know, a little
his
bit
growth.
More. Yeah, like, you know, it makes sense what I'm saying. Hey, any psychologist up in here, if you know what I'm saying, just put it down below.
No, I'm not quoting you. I'm not saying what you're saying is false, right? But what I want you to know is that he's not, it's not a, I don't feel like it's going to bother him as much.
I feel like it is.
I honestly don't.
And that's you, but hey, Allah ain't put you in that situation, so don't worry about it.
I feel like it would be different if the mom was doing that, to be honest.
It's interesting.
It's a different bond between a mom and a child rather than a father and a child.
I can't
the
say.
Baby was in your stomach for 9 months.
I cannot say because
I'm
I will not partake in that. Both parents will be in both their eating all their child's lives. Okay?
Inshallah, bismillah. Yeah, she don't play about that. Got me go to these doctor's appointments, everything.
Yeah,
we're
going to
make sure
parents.
You know the doctor, you know his teacher. I'm like, all right.
Let me tell you something. I think of it like if I was to die tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
You're not finna be here and be like, I don't know no information for my son. That's embarrassing.
Yeah,
that
I
is
would.
Embarrassing.
I'm not going to lie.
You don't know where your son's doctor is?
There are people
How
like that.
How are you going to find out? Because they're going to call my phone number because I'm dead. How are they gonna contact you?
So you think you're gonna die and leave me on earth?
God forbid. I hope Allah grants us both a long, long life to so see our great, great, great grandchildren.
Yes, Amina,
you
know what
I'm saying? How are you even gonna find out where's his doctor?
Don't forget.
But
give
I have
me the
a question.
3M.
Let me tell you
something. In dollar, not dollarsies.
Listen. How are you gonna find out where? Like, say for example, like you didn't know. How are you gonna find out? I wanna hear your plan.
How would I find out who his doctor is?
Yeah,
sweetheart.
Mm.
This is how I would have did it.
Yeah.
I would have just took him to a new doctor.
That's what I'm afraid of. You just, that's why he already demoing with those doctors. We built a relationship with
Girl,
them.
Girl, I don't even remember my doctor.
Because you didn't never go to the doctor.
Subhanallah.
You
when
told
I was
me that
kid,
you never went to the doctor.
When I was a kid?
Yeah, you told
no,
me.
No, hello. Akbar. When I was a kid, yes, I had a doctor, or I would say she was my doctor, but then it was always changing.
You see, exactly, it was not consistent.
No, but it was the same hospital.
It
was Union
matter.
Hospital.
It
we always
matter.
Went
I
there.
I grew up, so for some context, Muhammad's doctor was my doctor since I was a baby, so I turned 21.
Yeah,
22,
I've seen her from a baby to my
Let me tell you, that's
child.
Not how
that's
I grew
crazy.
Up. I seen that lady every day. I built a connection with that lady. With some stuff that, like, I was going through and I couldn't tell my parents. Not, like, abusive stuff, but, like, medical
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, make sure
I
you clear that. Not no abuse.
Medical stuff, I could tell her. Right?
And ask her.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
She'll give you advice on
and
it.
And that's how you build a connection.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you see, we months. Yeah, we don't need that connection.
Whatever.
I hate the
You're
doctors
so toxic.
Anyways. We all know I don't even like going to
Yeah,
the
and
doctors.
That's why. No, let me not even say what I was about to say.
Huh? Allahu Akbar,
please
somebody
go
said?
To your doctor and please get your yearly physicals. It's very important. You don't even know what stage your health is in until you have a heart attack.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie, that's a fact. You gotta make sure you go to the doctors. You want me to tell them the story?
Sure, if you want.
Of the Mandem. Okay, alhamdulillah. Hey, I'm not gonna tell them my health issues, but So, alhamdulillah, we went to, I went to,
I went to, I didn't go with you, though,
I
did
went,
we?
I went, yes,
Because
yeah,
I go to
so,
the doctor regularly.
yeah, so she told me, oh, you gotta go get yourself checked, babe, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, okay, you know what, I'm
Right,
gonna
this was
go.
just out of the blue. I was like, how you don't, how you never, from that time, how long has it been since you went to the doctor?
Since I came from Gambia, I
And
think
how many years?
it was like, how many years, like 4 or 5 years?
Okay, and I said, yeah, you have insurance from your job. You're paying for insurance and you're not even using your insurance. So you might as well either go to the doctor or cut the damn insurance.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that. That's too risky to do, but
I
she
mean,
was
yeah,
like,
obviously I was exaggerating, but it's like you using the insurance for what?
yeah, no, 100, no, 100%. Walai, 100%. So she was like, yeah, you should go to the doctors. I'm like, me, I hate the doctors, and I know exactly who I got it from, my pops.
Like the fact that you actually followed through and went to the doctors is weak.
I was like, because you brought too many valid. My thing is, when you tell me to do something, normally I don't want to do it, but when you bring too much valid information, that is like I can't even like deny it. Now I can't be that
Yeah, I
stubborn.
think I started scaring you or
Yeah,
something.
you was hitting me with the verses. You know what I'm saying? Like, babe, you don't know. You could be dying. And I'm like, okay, you know
And
what?
what
That's the
happened?
key. You don't need to go there. Let me go to get myself checked.
Right, made appointments back to back.
ASAP. Yeah. So when I went to the doctors, alhamdulillah, they did the test or whatever on me, and then just. The doctor was okay, asking me how I am, how I'm feeling, am I stressing, and stuff like that, just normal questions. And then, so now I'm sitting, I'm like, okay, they told me I gotta wait for another doctor, to get the information on how everything is. Okay, no problem. So I'm sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting. Dr. Mbararini, I ain't seen the
The
doctor.
doctor didn't
So
come.
I'm like, yo, the doctor, where's this doctor at? Like, yo, normally appointments don't take that long, from what I've known. No, from what I thought I knew, because imagine I haven't gone in a minute, so I really didn't know. But I'm like, yo, where's this doctor at? So then the doctor comes in. Okay, you could come to my office pretty much. Okay, so sit down. She's asking me questions and stuff like that. Stop laughing, man. So I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I feel great. She said,
Yeah,
are you sure you feel
mostly
great? Because she's looking at everything. Are you sure you feel good? I
she
said,
looking at the
miss.
results.
Yeah, she's like, you sure? I'm like, miss. Am I dying or something? Like, yo, like, is there something you need to tell me? Yeah, she's like, okay, this is what's going on, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, no problem. Alhamdulillah, you
Were
know
you
me.
surprised? Oh, were you?
Not really. I mean, yeah, not really, though. I'm not gonna lie, to be honest. I really wasn't crazy surprised, but I'm like, okay, whatever. So I'm like, okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
She said, okay, yeah, so you can't leave. What do you mean I can't leave? She said, yeah, you can't leave. You're gonna have to go to the emergency. I'm like, bro,
Wait, they
what
were
is
trying to get you?
this? She was like, yo, so we call the ambulance to come pick you up. They gotta take you to the
He was
emergency.
not even trying to release him from his appointment,
Bro, she
bro.
said, you can't leave. I looked at this lady. I said, what you said? You called the what? You called the ambulance? I said, miss, are you gonna pay for the ambulance? I said, because I'm not paying for no ambulance. So if you call the ambulance, miss, just know you're gonna be the one paying for that joint, because when they come pick you up and put you on the
It's not
stretcher.
free.
It's not free. So, and I knew about that. Thank God. Alhamdulillah. I don't know what taught me that, but somebody taught me that. I don't know who, but may Allah bless you. If you're not Muslim, may Allah guide you. Yeah, I'm like, you're gonna be paying for that ambulance. And the lady was like, no, yeah, but we can't let you go then. Like, I don't know. Somebody's gonna have to come pick you up and take you to the emergency. I said, I could go myself. They was like, no, that's too
I go
risky.
myself. They know when you leave, you
They
go
said,
home.
no, sir, that's too very risky.
Hold on. When they said where's the ambulance, when they said they got your ambulance, did you feel like, oh my gosh, is my life over?
No, I was like, oh my God, this is why I don't come to these damn doctors, because they be dragging things. I kept thinking about you. I was like, she made me come to this doctor just to get caught up. It's like she knew something was going on. Did you know something was wrong with me or something?
Obviously, I did not know what was wrong with you.
Okay, but yeah, so I'm like, yo, you gonna pay for that ambulance, because I'm definitely not gonna pay for that joint. Like, my insurance is not covering for no damn ambulance. And then the doctor was like, okay. She said, yeah, so somebody gonna have to come pick you. I guess she canceled. Once I told her you gonna pay for it, she made sure she canceled that ambulance call or something. So I'm like, she said, somebody gotta come pick you up. I'm like, I could go myself. No, I'm sorry, that's too risky. We can't afford that. Don't worry, people, I'm okay. Before y'all think I'm dying, I'm not dying, alhamdulillah.
Wait, but
That
you
was
said,
years ago. Just so y'all know,
like
alhamdulillah.
2 years ago.
Like 2 years ago. So alhamdulillah. But I'm like, all right, bet. She said, yeah, somebody gonna have to come pick you up because it's too risky. We can't let you just go. And they gotta take you to an emergency room. They gave me all letters and everything. I'm like, okay, no problem. So I called Binta. Did I call you or did I
Yeah,
fake
no,
call
you
you?
call me.
I called you and told you, and you like, what can you do? or something. You was at work, I think, at the time. She's like, what can I do?
Because before you asked me to fake it, like, I'm coming to pick you up. You said, yeah, so they say you're going to have to come from outside. I'm at work.
And then I just try to make this combo seem like, yeah. Because I noticed if I tell them, like, oh, she ain't going to come, they're not going to let me go.
And then what did I say something normal? Like, this is what I told you to go to the hospital. Because why is the hospital calling an ambulance for you, bro?
Yeah, you're like, it's that serious, babe. I'm like, hey, bro. Didn't get away. I'm trying to speak in our language. I'm like, yo, relax. Don't worry. So I'm like, all right, babe. Bathroom daddy. So then I hung up the phone and I just kept making it seem like I was still talking to her. I was like, yeah, babe, I just need you to come pick me up.
Oh, yeah. I remember you trying to say you're going to. I said, I'm not lying for you, bro.
Yeah, you said you're not going to lie. Yeah, she don't like to lie for me. I don't. You're not a ride or die, twin.
You're not a ride or die, bro.
You're supposed to look out. So you want to.
If you was to leave that hospital and faint outside and the police check the records of our phone lines and they don't. If they prove that we faked this line and I said I was going to pick you up and you die and your death is on my hands, what am I going to tell people? What am I going to tell the police when they come arrest me?
You that's see how she be dragging things? Subhanallah. Yo, she just dragged that whole
thing. That's how I mean, they're going to listen. And the hospital's going to be, yeah, he said his wife's picking him. Okay, let's listen to the thing. Maybe the wife killed him. And then they're going to hear that illallah. You said, okay, I'm going to fake the phone call. Da-da-da. No, you're going to do that by yourself, brother.
But we're speaking in Sarangule. So
they can't get translators?
Sarangule, they know it's Sarangule.
Let me tell you something. I'm just let you. I don't want your death to be on my hands.
Bro, they was dragging it. I don't care what, but they was really, really dragging it.
But how you felt? You actually felt like something was wrong?
No, I said they dragging it. I'm like, yo, miss, it's okay. I'm like my dad. You know how my dad is. Mm-hmm. When it's time for me to die, it's time for me to die. That's just it's a mentality that we got. So,
okay, so you hanged up the phone.
Yeah, so I hanged up the phone and I'm like acting like I'm still on the phone because I didn't want her to know. Because she was watching me the whole time. That lady had her eyes on me locked in, like, gang. I'm surprised she didn't tell me to put that joint on speaker. Right. I'll say, yeah, you know, yeah, babe, like, I need you to come. Like, yeah, so how far are you? Just hurry up, please, because I'm.
How do people? Hold on, how do they think this works? People are at work, and you telling me like you know they think I'm just down the block. And
they probably didn't think you was working. Yeah, but anyways, I'm like, okay, you know, babe, I just need you to pull up, and I mean, you know, I know how to fake a conversation on the phone.
Because you do that for a living.
Yeah, that's what I used to do when I was a kid. Especially when I used to pass by gangsters. Oh no, when I used to do that at work to scare people, act like I'm talking to, like I'm a thug when I was living life. I'll tell you that story after, but anyway, back to this one. So I'm like, yo, I need you to come. Oh, you around the corner? Good, because yo, they're not gonna let me go. They talk about they're gonna send the ambulance, and then I pause up, like, yeah, bro, they really trying to send an ambulance to make it seem like you sounded confused, like shocked. But yeah, they trying to send an ambulance and everything. Like, yo, talking about they going, and you know, so yeah. Cause I think even when I told you about the ambulance, and you said, you got ambulance money? I could have sworn you said that. Is this something you would say something like that? And I'm thinking the same thing. I definitely don't got no ambulance money.
You're right.
I can't remember that. But anyways, so you know, and then the doctor's like, pretty much, okay, like, you got to stay in the room until that person comes. So I'm like, oh God, I hope she don't want Binta to come upstairs because I'm never gonna leave here.
I'm at 8 o'clock.
Well, I was like, all right, bet. And then I acted like I put my phone on an alarm, but I did the alarm that makes it sound like this ringing. Hello? Oh, you downstairs? All right, bet. I'm coming down right now. She's down there? Yeah. Okay. Make sure you go to the emergency room. I'm surprised she didn't have nobody follow me. And I was, even if someone was to follow me, trust me, that person was not catching me. Well, I would have dipped. What they gonna do? Arrest me for not going to the hospital? That's kind of crazy. But it was, that was my experience, and that's why, till this day, I hate going to the doctor.
But after that, you went, and they said that it's gotten better and stuff like that.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, my situation, alhamdulillah, I'm good now.
Alhamdulillah to your wife.
Yeah, we've been eating healthy.
You've been eating healthy. Yes. Nothing was wrong with my diet, obviously.
Yeah, we all know that, among them. Yeah, but alhamdulillah, you know, make dua, ask Allah to help the among them get better, and also changing up some habits of mine because everybody know that the mandem can eat.
And I used to be like, bro, you got a son, you gonna die?
You drag things too. That's what the doctor's drag is, sweetheart. I forgot that you would miss drag. So she drags things all. She made me think I'm dying. Like, I'm like, bro,
look,
it's
at
not
Muhammad. Look at your dad.
This is gonna be the last time you see him.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Arna ken lat wendi. Yalla
But
push that far, far away.
it's just like to show you that it's important to take care of your health. Don't neglect it. Don't think you're fine. Your body changes. The older you grow, it's not going to be the same. You can't keep doing the same stuff you was doing when you was young.
Yeah, because I really thought I was in great condition, great shape until I went to that hospital. That lady made me doubt
They
my whole
made you sign
lifestyle.
up for like ultrasounds and stuff like
Bro, they
that.
was dragging it. Well, like, they was like, you gotta go do this. You gotta check your heart. I'm like, bro, what
I mean,
is
all I
this?
feel like all this is a tactic for, money.
More money. That's what I was saying in my head.
Why
And
the
then
hell you
they
gotta
kept,
call the ambulance?
bro, they kept trying to make me come back. I'm like, yo, I'm tired of coming back and forth. Every month is crazy, bro. I've never seen, and then you gotta do that
And
copay.
then they give you medicine and you would not even take the
No, I'm not gonna lie.
medicine. I mean, I think it's good that you didn't take that
That
medicine.
medicine was messing me up. I'm not
You
gonna lie.
think so?
Yeah, when I took that medicine, well, I felt weird. I said, uh-uh, get out of here,
How
nigga.
you felt?
Like, my body felt weird. I was like, yeah, this medicine is not good for me. Like, sometimes I was having shortness of breath. I said, yeah, this was not, they trying to kill me. Yo.
They're not trying to heal me, they're
Well,
trying to
like I said,
kill.
they're not trying to heal me. They're trying to
Yeah,
kill a
they
brother.
always say like it's better to do stuff naturally than to
Yeah,
get on
my
the
mom.
medicine.
You know my mom, Miss Natural. Hot
Man.
butter soda. Yo, if you know hot butter
Sponsor
soda,
her.
yo, hot butter soda, my mom is your number one
Fan.
not fan, customer.
Supporter.
Hey, this woman, or anything that she learned that the Prophet used to do, here, my mom is on it.
Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Second thing, like the black seed oil, my mom was
Yeah.
like, when she heard, yeah, don't worry, B, I got you.
She always giving us
Yo,
stuff.
she gave me so much teas and stuff, all this black seed oil. This is what Fadi said is good, good. And alhamdulillah,
I mean,
inshallah, it
yeah,
is
she
working.
hear her first. I'm about to go to the ambulance.
When
You're paying.
I told her the
I was
story,
standing there like,
she was like,
yeah.
you like your father, exactly like your father. I think too much I like you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, now I see. I definitely got a lot of my father's traits in me. Because every time my dad goes to the hospital, they hold him, man. You go for one thing, they hold this man. You know, so it's like, yo, we the same man. Like, we just two
That's why
peas
I
in a
don't
pod.
go. I would imagine why he's scared to go because they always hold
They
him.
want something.
You go for something else, they say
You go for
nah.
one thing, they're like, yeah, we gotta hold you real quick.
But why he not? I wonder why he didn't do what you did.
The fake of the call?
Yeah.
Nah, he goes to, my dad goes to the wrong hospital. He goes to the big ones.
Right.
The one where they hold you.
The one that they admit you right away.
Jacoby Hospital, my boy be there. You know, they be capturing you.
Subhanallah.
I remember he tried to release his outfit. My dad is funny.
What they said? They said yeah.
No, my dad called, my mama was like, yo, okay. So they held him, right? So when they held this man, he's like, he called, he was like, yo, all right. So I'm gonna need Biagi to come pick me up, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, like they finished checking me and everything. So she was like, yeah, he was like, and he told her the time and everything. And then my mom called me, yo, Biagi, yo, can you go pick up your father? Yeah, I'm at work. I'm like, all right, bet I'll get out early so I can go pick him up. Thank God that he called her back and told her.
No.
So the thing is, he was like, so he called her, and then like 2 hours later, I'm like, all right, bro, I might leave early today. I'm already telling my mechanic, like, I might have to go home early or whatever, you know. He said, ah, yeah, no problem. And my mom called me, yo, never mind. I'm like, what you mean, never mind? She said, they're not releasing your father. They holding that man. I said, so who told him that he gonna leave? She said, he told himself.
He makes his
He
own
made his
plan.
own plan, like, I'm about to leave. But it ain't work for him. It works for me. Oh, my father. Oh, I love my body. I
Well,
love,
if you
may
learn
Allah
anything
cure him
from
and bless
this,
him.
I mean, grandma long life.
And grant him long
You
life.
learn anything from this episode is to take care of your health.
Take care of yourself.
And even if you find something wrong with your, don't go up to them, follow up appointments, look for remedies that can help you. Don't
100.
neglect it.
Yeah, I think what it was, and that's why I feel like maybe it did have to do with the two jobs and me always
Yeah,
working.
but
I have
once
it
you
in
stop,
sleeping, so my health, you know, those sleep is something that is
you
very
need
important for us.
right. We didn't really notice
Yeah,
that.
I didn't notice it until now. I'm noticing it. Like, you know, when you like I said, after I stopped doing the two jobs, I'm starting to notice. My body's different. Like, it feels more better. I feel more. I still am sleepy. I'm always sleepy. That's just a part of my nature. But a little bit more rested. You know what I'm saying? My mind is more calm. I feel better. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I know I'm the one that preaches two jobs all the time. And I'm not telling you not to do it, but make sure you balance it to the point where you get enough rest. You know what I'm saying? Because my problem was, because I was doing overnight, right? I got used to sometimes, even when I'm like for example, like Monday, I would sleep late, even because I got so used to it, remember?
Yeah.
So it was a matter of I couldn't balance my sleep, because if I was
Yeah.
probably sleeping Monday night on time and stuff like that, like
It probably
early,
wouldn't affect
I'd have been good,
much.
inshallah.
But either
But
way, I think it's still like it was still not good.
now it was
And it
exhausting.
doesn't get any easier when you have kids, you know?
Yeah, because when Muhammad don't sleep, now you don't get no sleep.
Right. It don't matter to you. You still gotta
And
get up and go to work.
then you
Muhammad
gotta
gonna take his nap.
Muhammad he gonna get his sleeping, but you ain't.
Right.
But alhamdulillah, you know, Allah blessed the man them. You know, even me, you know, that did we even tell them about our Gambian story?
No, that's next.
Oh, they're not even ready for that.
Inshallah, next
That's like
episode.
four, five episodes.
We went to Gambia in February of this
Oh,
year,
y'all don't even know. We have
2025,
stories
and
of that.
ciao.
La
Before we
ilaha
even reached Gambia,
No,
subhanAllah.
we don't worry. Don't
Okay,
give
let
them
me not
even
say nothing. Let me
give
not.
them any
But anyway,
spoilers.
stay in tune for that episode. You guys are gonna love that episode.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allah really helped them on them.
I can't wait to tell this
That's all
story.
we can say about
But
that.
yes,
Allah really helped them on them.
but don't forget to share our podcast to your friends, family, coworkers, anybody you know. Tell them about us.
Yes, let the whole world hear about BNB edition.
Yeah, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So many more. Okay, we're gonna end this episode here today, and we hope you guys enjoy.
Inshallah.
And as always, stay safe, stay rested, stay hydrated, and please seek medical attention
Yo, she gonna be.
regularly.
I ain't gonna lie, the doctors is gonna have to hit us up and give us a sponsor, because she about to, from everybody about to go to the hospital
No,
tomorrow.
I truly believe that you don't have to go to the hospital every day, but once a year for like your yearly physical checkup is beneficial.
Yes, inshallah.
Yeah, just know what vitamins you're low on and stuff like that.
It's just it's good to do it. So we pretty much lecture you guys about the hospital. Thank you, but alhamdulillah, who would have thought Yagi would have been talking about the hospital? I hate hospitals, but we're gonna promote it because to an
Yeah,
extent.
we're not gonna say go to any hospital,
It's
no.
to an
Do your
extent.
research and definitely find out what hospitals are good and actually care about you and not only there for the money.
Yeah, because it's to an extent, you
Yeah.
know. If they keep telling you to come back, my boy, I ain't gonna lie. I'm only going once.
Yeah.
Whatever y'all tell me
Tell
is
me what's
going
the
on
problem and I'm gonna find a remedy.
with you. That's it. For me, that's how it was, how I'm moving. They be like, yo, come back in a month. A month? You mean a year? That's what I'm hit them with next time. So
Oh
be like,
my God.
yo, so we need to
But
make sure we check
you
them.
haven't been back ever since.
Yeah. Bro, they wanted to capture me. Think I'm going.
Well, I think it's time. Make
They're
that
probably
plan.
like, where that boy at? We haven't seen him in a while.
Think it's time. Make that appointment, my brother.
Yeah, sweetheart. You ain't gonna convince me this time.
Yeah.
After that
I mean, you know what's wrong now. So it's like now you can monitor it.
Yeah,
And we
alhamdulillah.
just hope that within
I'm
the
good.
next year before you go to your next appointment that nothing else arises.
Inshallah. Once a year, bro. They're not capturing this brother right here. And I'm definitely not going to Jacoby.
They definitely gonna give you like your dad.
They're gonna capture me
And I
ASAP.
ain't picking you up. I ain't gonna lie.
No, you're not gonna
I'm gonna send you the Uber
you're not
money.
gonna be able to pick me up. They
You
gonna
know what I'm
capture
saying?
me.
When they discharge you.
No, you're gonna you gonna do me like
Nah,
that?
I'm not just saying the Uber money, bro.
Nah, that's beastie, but I
So you
mean
expect me and Muhammad to come pick you up at Jacoby
yes, and
Hospital?
be happy.
It's not
Muhammad
my
see
fault you got
Muhammad
there.
gonna miss me.
It's not my
You
fault you
know he
got
gonna be
there.
like, where my dad
Don't
at?
worry, you'll be just gone for 24 hours. You'll be back.
Don't worry, inshallah, I'm not don't worry. The whole thing is, I'm not gonna go there, so I'm good. I'm not worried.
Okay, let me just test you real quick. I know we said this episode ended. Let me just test you real quick.
Oh,
What is the
this is the thing
best
with our episodes.
public hospital for you?
Union.
Okay, that shows you don't know nothing about hospitals up
Are you talking
there.
about New York Presbyterian?
It don't have to be New York Presbyterian, but you really think Union is a good hospital? Union is not even a hospital, it's a clinic.
Well, that's where I go to get myself
Oh
checked.
wow. We're gonna have to talk after this video so we can actually be educated on where we need to go.
Okay, now, matter of fact, tell the people, because you think you miss doctor.
I don't think NYP is good. I think NYP is better than Bronx Care and Lincoln
But
and them.
those are expensive.
Bro, you got insurance. Are you
My
okay?
job covers for some, not for every hot every everything.
What insurance you got?
I don't even know the name no more.
I'm pretty sure you're insured. I have a third party insurance, a work insurance too, under my dad, and they take it there. So,
Baby, work for the city.
like I said, let me repeat it again for you, my brother. I'm under my dad's insurance. My dad doesn't work for the city. Okay? So just like you, okay?
I don't work. I'm not under my dad's insurance.
What I'm saying is he has a job that's not a city job.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
And you keep saying they're expensive. Well, bro, get out of here. This is what happened when you're African and you've been raised to live a minimalistic lifestyle. You think that everything that comes out the hospital, you gotta pay for.
You do
You
sometimes.
don't. Your
Yeah.
insurance will at least cover something if your insurance accepted at the hospital.
Yes,
That's why
yes.
you have to do your
Well,
research.
I like my hospital union. That's where I was going since I was a kid. Since
Here
I
we go.
was a kid.
Africans don't like change, and this is the problem. Since I was a kid, I care
You
about
literally
change.
was talking about your doctor having a connection with her.
I go there for
Yeah,
yearly visits.
you see this? You see the double
So I
standard?
have a question. If you have an emergency, where are you gonna go? Union?
What do you mean an
Like,
emergency?
you gotta go emergency room.
Babe, we're not going to no
Babe,
emergency.
listen to me though. Say you
Like
have an
something
emergency.
crazy going on with me?
Yeah.
Why would I go to union? We can
Okay.
do that.
At
Nakara.
least you know. I'll just
They
make
gonna call an
sure.
ambulance ASAP.
I'll just make sure you know. But where would you go?
Yeah. Wherever Allah takes me.
Seriously, where would you go? If you could pick the hospital, where would you go?
If I could pick any hospital, it would be NYP.
Yeah, okay, you're saying that because I said that. I remember when I was pregnant with Muhammad, and I didn't want to go to the hospital we were next to. We used to live by St. Barnabas Hospital.
Yeah,
I
Allahu
said,
Akbar.
no, and mind you, this hospital is across the street from our
It
house.
was right there next to her. I said, "Don't worry, we got a hospital right there. We good."
I looked at him, I said, yeah,
She said, "You done lost
no,
your mind if
you
you think
trying
I'm
to
gonna
make
give
me
birth."
die.
I was like, "Nah, hey, let's not be bashing these hospitals and then they come sue us."
Oh, yeah, you're right. You
Huh?
guys are good. Anyways,
I
then
love you, St. Barnabas. I love you, Union. We love all hospitals. We're not
I
bashing
end up
anybody.
going to a hospital in Manhattan, and it was better. It was
Way,
better
way
care.
better.
But it's
Alhamdulillah.
just like, if I would have sacrificed just going in my neighborhood, would I have gotten the same amount of
Yes, you
care?
would have. Allahu is the provider.
Anyways, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear
Yes,
sisters.
you're right.
You are right.
Allahu is the
Assalamu
provider.
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
Hey, no, it's first me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers. And you know where I'm from. Ogiri Gambi Sahara, Okwanda Gambia Sahara. We gave birth to the Gambia. Yeah, because people say they love that comment. So I'm letting you guys know.